welcome.
Thank you.
First time in Lexington?
No, I've been here before with a group called On a Winter's Night with Cliff Eberhardt and Cheryl Wheeler and either Patty Larkin or Lucy Kaplansky. I think it was with Patty.
I came through with Patty Griffin once, and I came through with Richard Thompson another time. So, but never done a night of my own here.
This is the first time in this small little closet studio for you, though, right?
It's very nice.
Isn't it cozy?
Hey, I've seen smaller ones than this one.
What are you going to play for us? You got something tuned up and ready to go? John, you going to do one of your own?
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my own that was for a project called Red Horse that Eliza and Lucy Kaplansky are in the trio. We were three singer-songwriters, and we do each other's songs, but I wrote this for the Red Horse Project, and it's got a red horse in it, and it's called If These Walls Could Talk. If these walls could talk, they would say shut up. They would say, be still, you've already said enough. If these walls could talk, they would say, pipe down. They would speak her name, a low and lonesome sound. If these walls could talk, they'd repeat her name. They would point at you, showing who's to blame. These walls could talk, they would paint the scene. A running chestnut mare out of a broken dream. Say shut up. They would say be still. You've already said enough. If these walls could talk, they would say goodbye. Get out of here. Don't want to see you cry. If your world was slate and your life were chalk, they would speak of dust. Walls could talk. If your life were slate and your love were chalk, they would speak of dust. If these walls could talk, they will speak of dust. If these walls could talk.
That was from the CD called Red Horse.
Yes.
And you called that a project.
Yes.
It was a project. What's the difference between a project and a group, John?
Well, I guess we are a group now. This is the first time I've been in a band since the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band.
I was going to ask you about those guys.
Okay.
So you've been doing a lot of solo stuff since the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Working with all kinds of people. And I noticed it's a lot of women. Mary Chapin, Nancy Griffith, you got Lucy, of course, and Patty Larkin, and the great Eliza Gilkison over here. Mm-hmm. With women.
I got into music because I wanted to meet girls because I was shy. It's worked out pretty well in that way. I don't have the relationships I was hoping for early on, but it's still fun.
Well, relationships with divas is questionable anyway.
I gotcha.
Can I get you anything, Eliza?
Yeah. Any particular space or time? I mean, on the bus, in the car, that you like to write music, alone, together? Or does it come to you in the middle of the night? How's that work for you guys? I know you're definitely doing lots of songwriting.
Yeah, we keep on writing. I mean, I'm not as angst-driven as I used to, so I'm not as, you know, it's not such a knee-jerk thing anymore. I really have to, you know, get time to do it, turn around and really work at songwriting, but the songs keep on coming. I think a lot of it is just sort of staying on the edge of what you understand and what you know, and on the edge of what's mysterious, and keep learning about yourself and about the world. And as long as you keep doing that, I think the muses still tend to hang around.
John, you're living up in Minnesota.
Yes.
Eliza, you landed down in Austin, but you started out in Hollywood, California.
I did, yeah, that's right.
The big Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And the father of Terry Gilkison.
He's my father, yes.
I mean, the
I'm his daughter.
That would be a trick if you were the father of him.
I know.
But it's amazing. I was looking at Terry's list of musicians that performed his songs. Frankie Lane, Jimmy Boyd, Doris Day, Dean Martin. He was actually one of the members of the Weavers.
Yes, that's right.
That's really cool.
That's right. Johnny Cash, Harry Belafonte,
and
Haley Jackson.
Yeah, I did not know this. He wrote The Bare Necessities, the one from The Jungle Book.
Yeah, I know. That's an amazing song.
Got the Academy Award for that.
Giving. He got an Academy Award nomination. I went to the Academy Awards with him. I was 16 years old. And
wow.
Yeah, we had front row seats. And he lost to a very obscure song and The Bare Necessities went on to be the one that really, for the classic. But the one that he lost to was not nearly the song. I remember thinking, of all the songs to win, why that one?
Kids are still singing it today. Yeah. I know it's stuck in my head. What about growing up in that environment? I mean, were these folks around? Did you get to see these people that he was associating with?
Well, for instance, Van Dyke Parks was in his first band, in his second incarnation of my dad's band, Van Dyke and his brother Carson. So I first met Van Dyke when he was only 17 years old, and so that was, I was just in love with the musicians in his band. I think it's one of the reasons I just got so excited about being in music, because I love the people that are around my dad, the wonderful soul band, a cappella gospel band called the Jubilee Four. They were at our house singing, they went on to sing, Biggie McFadden went on to sing with Ry Cooder and a lot of his early stuff. These guys were, they were just gods to me. I mean, coming up in that environment, and also a lot of the push-pull of my parents' dynamic. My mother just couldn't stand the music business, and she couldn't stand the people. She thought they were, everybody, it was a bunch of low class. She really came out of sort of Philadelphia high society. So then there was a huge split up and, all the things that went with it. But I think by the time I could think for myself, I realized that my dad was on the track that I wanted to be on.
I guess you're like you said, your mom didn't take to the notion of you being a songwriter.
She was just terrified that I was just going to, my life was going to be ruined,
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Mom.
I know.
Appreciate it. What about your dad? How did he feel about it?
I think he was amazed how we took to it. Everybody in my family
And your brother, Tony, he's part of Lone Justice.
Yeah, and he was in X for 10 years.
Cool.
And he's, he's been an L.A. a session player and for years. He's been on some wonderful sessions, but... Yeah, so I think we all knew. My mother lost that battle. We were hooked. We loved the scene. We loved the people. We loved music. And like John, we knew we'd be able to meet interesting people. And
which begs the question: how the heck did you guys meet up? What was that all about, John?
I guess we both record for Red House Records. Yeah. Red House Records. And I met Eliza at the Boston Folk Festival in year 2000. And I love her records, and it's so great to be able to do shows with her, and then make a record with her, and do these Red Horse shows and our duo shows. So I'm trying to come up with what should we call our duo? I'll get back to you. I was thinking, I don't know, blood on the saddle. I don't know.
Oh,
that's scaring me.
Sorry.
Bad visual.
That's not going to work, I don't think.
You know, some folks around these parts probably understand what that's all about.
Saddle Rouge.
So who decides how the harmonies are going to work on these songs? Is it just something that happens naturally? Lucy
and Eliza are the harmony.
John is one of those people who feels his way into a harmony, and he comes up with beautiful harmonies, but he's nothing he plays. Plans. So he just goes to these interesting places, and Lucy and I are a little bit more mathematicians on that level. And She's just got the most liquid, beautiful voice. She's really a master harmonizer. So yeah. I think we all agree that, you know, if we really have any question about it, we'll go to Lucy. Okay.
She helped me with because we did each of our parts remotely for the Red Horse part project.
Yeah, and we don't live in the same town, so it was tough.
And we were already away from home more than enough, so we wanted to try to do it as much at home as possible. So we sent things around. Lucy would send me a song to sing on. I would sing on it and send my part off to her, and then she would. If it was not right, which often was not, she would sing into her iPhone and then email me the part, and then I'd put it into the computer, line it up, and then learn the part and sing it. So it was really fun. I never worked so hard on harmonies before, and it's a very fun experience.
Yeah, singing harmonies is really a whole other thing. You're not the front guy. You know, there's a whole way to sing where you don't take front and center. It's very egoless kind of thing. It was really fun.
Got to get one more from you before you take off. And this is going to be one of your songs, right, Eliza?
Yeah, I have a brand new CD out called Roses.
Tell us about it.
All right. Well, the CD is called Roses at the End of Time.
And if they wanted to find out more information about that CD, what would the website be?
The website would be www.elizagilkison.com. Okay. Thanks for asking.
Check it out. It's Eliza Gilkison and John Gorka live on WUKY.
This is a song I wrote sitting at the base of the Raton Pass between Raton, New Mexico, and Trinidad, Colorado, and I remembered that beautiful Townes Van Zandt song called Snowin' on Raton, and it just made me think about touring and everything.
Sitting in a motel on the outskirts of Raton, how the years have flown since towns passed through these hills alone. I got someone who loves me, but it's too late to phone. I wanna ride this road forever, and I'm dying to go. There on the interstate, the hurrying of the cars, high above room 28, the swirling of the stars, and I draw the vinyl curtains like a veil across my skin. I turn the bedside lamp down and I let my shadows in. I feel so full and so empty-handed in a world so cruel. I don't think I understand it. Are we still fools who don't know right from wrong? Here at midnight on a crumpled napkin and I fumble for a pen. I chase a fleeting moment like it was my long lost friend, and I curl up neath the blankets and I dream until the dawn. But come morning, I'll be through these hills and gone. Come morning, I'll be through these hills and gone.
do me a favor? Make me a promise?
Yes.
Will you come back sometime?
Oh, I'd love that.
To. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Eliza Gilkison and John Gorka on WUKY.